10:45. What time would you say?
Well, let's either say it's 10:45 or 10:45.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
You'd say 1973 was last year. 1974 is?
This year.
If a child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he is?
3 years old.
If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
A year ago.
You might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
But you look up at the sky and there are no clouds around, you might say, I believe we're going to have
beautiful day, beautiful weather.
On the opposite kind of day, but if it's not raining and the sky is covered with clouds, what kind of day would
dreary
you call?
Day.
Okay.
Cloudy and dreary.
The clouds are getting thicker and thicker, and you figure you may be going to have some rain or something, you might say.
Looks like rain.
Okay. If it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is
clearing up.
If you have a lot of rain that comes down all at once, you'd have
a downpour.
What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning in it?
That's an electrical storm or a thunderstorm.
If you have a very hard wind, you'd say yesterday the wind
blew strong.
Okay. That was bad, but in years before it has
been worse.
If the wind came, if a wind came from halfway between south and west, you'd call it?
Southwest.
Okay, halfway between south and east?
It'd be southeast.
Halfway between east and north?
Northeast.
And halfway between west and north?
Northwest.
Okay. If it's raining, but not very hard, just a few drops
drizzle
coming down. What do you call it when it's very damp and you can't see through it?
Foggy.
If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we're having
dry spell.
The wind has been very gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what?
Rising.
If it's just the opposite, the wind has been strong
dying
and it is getting weaker.
Dying.
When you come out on a cold morning in the winter and the air seems to go right through you, you say it's what kind of
chilly weather, brisk. Penetrating.
If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a
frost.
Okay. And it was so cold that the lake did what?
Ice over. Freeze over.
Okay. If it gets much colder, the pond might
freeze.
Okay. The place in a house where you have chairs for people to talk who come to call?
Living room?
Okay.
Sitting room? Or den?
If you had a room like that that was just used on special occasions?
It'd be the living room.
Okay. If this room, you might say it's 9 feet
high. Ceiling's 9 feet. That's what this is.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just thought they picked an arbitrary number.
No,
I didn't know that.
This used to be 12-foot ceiling. I lowered it
really?
To 9. Yeah. That bedroom, the front hall, this bedroom, the dining room and the kitchen, I lowered them all to 9 feet from 12 feet. And I put an attic stairs in the kitchen ceiling. And
yeah.
Got
because it was
up
hard
there
to heat, or?
Well, it was, this house is an old house and it had wood ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirt would sift through, and it would, you'd come in sometimes and trains would go, when you used to have steam engines, you see,
yeah,
and all that smoke and stuff. You come in here and it'd be covered on your furniture,
yeah,
and stuff. So I decided I'd just put this in.